I guess it was worth waiting for, Eddie, because this is a great day for the club yet again.
Yeah, another good day for us. We knew the importance of today. Everyone outside of the club is saying that we're safe and we've done the hard work, and inside the camp there's no feeling of that. We still feel we've got more work to do, even on the back of today. But today was a huge game, and so pleased with the players' mentality to it, because it's easy to come off the last week's high and not perform, but we did it again.
It's 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2. So how pleased are you with your players to dig out the 3 points?
Yeah, they showed a great resilience today, to go one up and then be pegged back. And Swansea did that to us at their place earlier in the season, where they came from behind. It's not easy to find another gear and to go again. But the group of players that have been with me now for such a long period of time, they've got that in them, that desire to dig deep when they need to. And full credit to everybody today. Everyone played their part.
A few individuals. Max Gradle, great to see him on the score sheet. Good finish as well.
Yeah, I mean, Max is a goal scorer. You don't score the amount of goals that he did last year in the top league in France if you're not a creative player and have the ability to get goals. And his finish was an outstanding one today, and he got an assist. So really pleased for him individually, because he's had a dark time this season. So he's come through that, and great to see him on the pitch. And yeah, we have the ability to score goals. I think we're building our confidence in that.
And Josh King is a player who, those of us who were here in August, how he has grown as well. You see the maturity that he seems to be developing out there.
Yeah, I think it's all linked to self-belief and confidence. You know, Josh has all the attributes. He's quick, he's strong, he's got a good touch, and he knows where the goal is. And he was producing some excellent performances without the goals for a long period during the season. But now I'm really pleased, because every goal scorer, or every striker, sorry, needs the goals to back that up with, and he's beginning to find the net regularly now.
They went 4-4-2. Gomez came on in the second half. At 2-2, were you thinking, let's take the point, let's make sure we don't give anything away?
I don't think that's in my mentality, and I don't think that's in the players either. I think we want to win. And that's not to say, you know, you've got to get the balance right. You can't be cavalier. But I thought Mark Pugh, Lewis Graben, and Union O'Kane all made a difference from the bench, and I think that goes to show, you know, the beauty of the squad we have.
Matt Ritchie's dug out another beautiful cross as well, hasn't he? And Steve Cook, same result as in the Bournemouth game, in the Southampton game.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Matt has an ability to produce lovely crosses. You know, he's an assist maker for us, and Cookie was a goal scorer in previous seasons, and hopefully he's finding that touch again, because it was an excellent header today.
Here we are, 12th of March, 38 points. This is perfect, isn't it, for Bournemouth?
Well, it's okay at this stage, but you judged at the end of the season. So, you know, let's wait and see. We've got a number of games to go, some really tough-looking fixtures, so we need to keep the momentum we've got.
You allowed yourself a smile, I noticed, as you came off the field, though.
Well, I do allow myself a smile if we win, albeit very briefly. So, yeah, for 10, 15 seconds, a smile creeps in, and then the frown creeps back, because you think, right, we've got another game now.
Well, it's good to see you smiling.
Thank you.
Well done, Eddie. Thank you.